Okay, let's see now. I should tell you, this is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. And my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar. Let's see now, what did we hear in that set? That was okay. We started with Plastic Bertrand with Ça Plane Pour Moi. And after that, you heard several local bands, actually. First was James Strait and the Wide Stance with Wide Stance from their 2013 album No Loitering. The quartet was comprised of musicians who've been around the local scene a long time, but sadly the band broke up several years ago. Then you heard Boston's Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band with I Don't Care What You Think of Me. I Don't Care What You Think from the album When We Were Kids, and singer Gary Cherone from Extreme joins him on that song. Then you heard local band Flight of Fire with Better Off Without You from their 2016 album Flight of the Phoenix. Formed in 2009, this hard rock and four-woman band was in the 2017 Rock and Roll Rumble and won the New England Music Award for Best in State for Massachusetts a couple of years ago, and then won the New England Music Award for Live Act of the Year in 2018. And their lead singer, rhythm guitarist Dorian Maverick, will be the official MC for the 2019 Boston Dyke March this Friday at 5 p.m. on Boston Common. Lots of stuff going on this week for Pride Week, so that's cool. Now let's see what else I got for you. All right. Now, I often play local rockers Bad Marriage on my show. They've been having lots of great stuff happening lately. The latest is that one of their songs, Naysay and Blues, is being used in commercials for the sports apparel company Fanatics. They do the logo shirts for different teams that people can buy, and someone saw the commercial in the NHL Network last week, and someone saw it during the NBA playoffs. So really cool. That's great. More people hearing their song, and they might say, well, what's that song? And check it out. I hope so. And the song Naysay and Blues, I'm going to play it right now. And Bad Marriage will be playing Saturday night at Liz's Diamond Bar and Grill in Hopedale, Mass. All right, let's see. What did we just hear? Let me see now. First, we heard, Bad Marriage with Naysaying Blues. It was on the Knock Three More Times EP. Oh, and by the way, they're planning to do an album soon, which should be great. Then you heard the Billy Connors Project with Gone Wrong from the self-titled EP. The cats in this band have been playing in different bands around here for a long time. And I said that was Gone Wrong with Adam Sherman on lead guitar. Then you heard Los Lobos with Burn It Down from the 2010 album Tim Can Trust. And they're going to be at the Cabot in Beverly, Mass on Thursday night. And Bomb Through the Breeze from Hannah Wickland and the Stepping Stones from their 2018 self-titled album, their third. And guitarist, songwriter, and vocalist Hannah Wickland has been a band leader since she was 9. She fronts this blues alt-rock trio who've been gigging constantly since 2005, first doing covers and later originals. Born in South Carolina and now based in East Nashville, Wickland's around 20 years old. And Hannah Wickland and the Stepping Stones will be playing at the Middle East Upstairs Wednesday night. Now, we seem to say this too often, but there was another death in the music world. Singer and guitarist Rocky Erickson passed away last Friday night at the age of 71. He had to be in the 13th Floor Elevators, a psychedelic rock band from Austin, Texas, around 65 through 69. They released 4 albums and 7 singles, being mostly played in Texas, though they did tour California, and song I'm going to play made it to number 54 of 5 on the Billboard charts. Band included 2 guitarists and an electric jug player. Apparently played most of their live shows and recorded their albums while on acid. After problems with mental illness and legal troubles, Rocky Erickson got back to playing music in the 90s when a tribute album, Where the Pyramid Meets the Eye, a tribute to Rocky Erickson, came out and included musicians from ZZ Top and REM. And he continued doing gigs and touring, released a new album in 2010, and as I said, he just passed away Friday night. So rest in peace, Rocky Erickson. What I'm going to play for you is from the 13th Floor Elevators, You're Gonna Miss Me. And that was on one of the Nuggets albums. And then from his solo work, I have a live version of Wake Up to Rock and Roll. So rest in peace, Rocky Erickson.
Thank you.
That was first the 13th floor elevators with You're Gonna Miss Me, which was on the Nuggets compilation. Then Rocky Erickson solo with Wake Up to Rock and Roll. And as I said, he died Friday night at the age of 71. So rest in peace, Rocky Erickson. Now I'll do some serious guitar time for you. I didn't forget about it. Start with Gary Hoey with Don't Come Crying, which is with his son Ian Hoey, who was only 16 when this was recorded, on his new album, Neon Highway Blues. And I saw Gary at the Tupelo Music Hall in Derry, New Hampshire about a month ago, and his son joined him on this song and a couple of it was a great show, and his son is really good too. And Gary's going to be playing this Saturday night at 9 Wallace in Beverly, Mass. So here is Gary Hoey.
Don't come. me when your money's all gone. I gave you all I had, babe, and you still done me wrong.
I'm all fresh out. story. Nobody in this big house but me in my empty bed. I'm fresh out. Baby, I'm fresh out. Fresh out. Yeah, no doubt. I'm fresh out.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org. a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
That was Serious Guitar Time for tonight. Let's see, what did we start with? Started with Gary Hoey with his son Ian, Don't Come Crying, from his album Neon Highway Blues. And after that, what did we hear? Young blues guitarist, his debut album, his name is Christone Kingfish Ingram, 20-year-old guitarist from Clarksville, Mississippi. Not far from the plantation where Muddy Waters spent his childhood, and also not far from Robert Johnson's mythic crossroads. He loves the blues, is well-versed in Delta blues, and says he believes he has an old soul. His album Kingfish was recorded in Nashville with Grammy winner Tom Hambridge, who's done a lot of work with Buddy Guy and others. And so the song you heard is Buddy Guy joined him on it, and it was called Fresh Out. Then you heard a band from Germany, Four Cool Cats, bass player John Marcolongo, an American who lives in Germany, and that was their single, City Lights. Serious guitarist there is Guy Even Vandal. And then you heard Joanne Shawtill with Jake's Boogie from her new album, Reckless Heart. Saw her last week, really great show. And I recommend seeing her when she's in town next time. And let's see now, what do we have next? A little bit of, what do we call it? Freeform, I guess, as I just find stuff. I had might have been Al, suggested a couple of songs that, you know, don't hear that often anymore. So I think I'll go go with them now. A couple of local older ones. First is the Atlantics with Pop Shivers. How do I play it?
Days when things were real bad for me. It was right after my accident, when I lost my hand. It seemed like I was all alone, with nobody to help me. You know, I almost gave up all my hopes and dreams. But then something inside me kept telling me, way down inside me, over and over again, to keep going on. Yeah, on. Things are better for me now, because I found that I love music. So I learned to play the drums and got myself a band. And now we're starting to make it. And if you can make it at something you love, wow, you got it all. So I'm saying this to all of you. All of you who think you'll never make it. All you guys and girls, because you're so bad off. Or maybe you think you're a little different or strange. So listen to me now, because I've lived through it all. Now there's just one thing that I need. Not sympathy, and I don't want no pity, but a girl, a real girl, one that really loves me. And then I'll be the complete man. So I'm gonna tell you, right now, listen.
right, let's see. What did we just hear? Let me see. We heard a couple of songs that I said got mentioned to me last week or something. Gee, haven't heard these old local songs for a while. I think it was Al that mentioned it, and I'm not sure. First was the Atlantics with Pop Shivers, and then the Barbarians with Multi. Those are great local things from back in the day and even before that. Back in a different day, right? And then you heard Special Guests with Spring Break, their new song, which will be in their album Uncivilization, set to come out later this year. Good song. That song's not talking about the spring break of students partying. It's spring break from the military of starting new offensives and new missions, whatever. And so it's actually an anti-war song. Really good song there. I've only got a couple of minutes left for this song. Let me see if I have the time to do... I know what I'm trying to do here. Let's see if I can do this or not. One second. I mean, I know I probably should just, like, you know, just stop the show. But if I can put one more thing in, I will. Okay, let's see now. Let's see what I got here. It's not coming up, is it? Let's see. Let me... Oh, here we go. All right. One more for us right now. And you probably all know this one. Here we go.